Many of us here in the Northeast have had our eyes trained on the weather page, hoping for a drier prediction to come our way sometime soon. As of Friday, the forecast is likely to be a bit more accurate. That was the day that the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration unveiled a new and very big IBM supercomputer that more than doubles the speed of forecasting. Joining us now is Dr. Louis Uccellini, director of the National Centers for Environmental Predictions. He's with us from his office in Greenbelt, Maryland. Thanks for being with us on Talk of the Nation.
Thank you.
So how does this new computer improve my local weather forecast?
Well, this computer is a large computer. Fills up a room the size of a basketball court. It's 2 times faster than the system we just replaced it with. It has the capacity to make 480 billion computations per second. With this increased speed, we expect to run more accurate, finer resolution models and produce more accurate forecasts.
The size of a basketball, I mean, that sounds like UNIVAC, you know, what, 45 years ago?
Well, it's a very large system. It's the second fastest computer in the world that applied to weather and climate prediction. And you buy enough racks, buy enough nodes, and you get the kind of power you need to actually make accurate climate and weather forecasts.
Now, one of the things it's designed to do, as I understand it, is to help you predict extremely serious weather conditions, hurricanes and that sort of thing.
Right. With this computer, we already implemented new models, which allows us to extend our track forecast out to 5 days in advance for hurricanes in the Atlantic and the Pacific Ocean. We are planning on improving our weather forecast out to day 7 to bring it essentially 1 day of extra skill into the forecast. So we'll be making 7-day forecasts 5 years from now with the skill that we make five- and 6-day forecasts today.
And that's a big, I mean, you know, this huge leap in technology, but that's really hard to just go a couple of more days.
That's correct, especially in that time range. And to make the forecast accurate and enough with enough confidence that people can actually make decisions based on those forecasts is a big challenge for the National Weather Service.
Hmm. If you had to point to one thing that's going to be better, that we're going to notice, what would it be?
Well, I think probably the most important thing you'll notice, a more consistent forecast as we go day to day. We know that forecasts are not perfect. We'll never have a perfect weather forecast. But what we are attempting to do in the National Weather Service is to provide a consistency to the forecast as we approach a system. So as we go from day 7 to day 6 to day 5 to day 4, days ahead of an event, you're getting a consistent message.
Hmm. Now, we were just talking a couple of moments ago with John Feinstein about the U.S. Open. It is being held this week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, in a suburb just south of Chicago in Illinois. Is there anything that the forecasters at the U.S. Open have to be concerned about?
Well, you know, it's interesting. The forecasts that are made for these events are made by the private sector in this country, the private weather sector, and they too rely on our numerical models that are run by the National Weather Service, and they will have an issue to deal with on Saturday and Sunday. The new model runs coming out. Actually, the model runs that have come out since Saturday of this past weekend are indicating the potential for a system producing rain just south of Chicago on Saturday and Sunday. And they'll have to watch these model runs very carefully to refine their forecasts as we approach that time period.
Hmm. Can we call you back on Monday to check?
Well, yeah, I wouldn't mind that. Like I said, the forecasts aren't perfect, but these model runs that have come out since Saturday have been consistently pointing towards another system coming into the Midwest. Actually, they'll have one on Wednesday prior to the golf event, but On Saturday and Sunday, the forecasters that have to actually refine the local forecast will have to be watching this system rather carefully.
Louis Uccellini, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Louis Uccellini is director of the National Centers for Environmental Predictions, and he was with us from his office in Greenbelt, Maryland. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.